We've had a lot of Leaving Cert students speaking out publicly on the situation facing them this year, whether there should be a traditional Leaving Cert exam or not. Ali Brennan is on the line now. Ali is a Leaving Cert student at Colossia Columkill in Ballyshannon, also involved in a Leaving Cert committee. Ali, good morning to you.
Good morning. And
thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me on.
Are you as annoyed or frustrated as some of your colleagues that we heard from various parts of the region last week?
I definitely am. I think that I can speak for everybody when I say that the Leaving Certs are suffering with copious amounts of stress due to a certain amount of uncertainty that are coming from the Department of Education at the minute. And it seems like they change their mind every day, that things seem to change and articles come out every day and it's just changing. So we don't have any sort of solid ground to stand on at the minute.
And it's nearly the end of January. I'm sure you need, from your patterns alone, you need to know exactly what's going to happen in June or not.
Well, we definitely need to know. Like, it's you're completely like no other. I would argue to say that maybe even worse than last year in terms of the Leaving Cert, because we missed about 4 months of coursework this year now, or 2 months last year, 2 months this year. And they're still trying to push ahead with it. With the current changes made to the papers, and I don't think it's enough. I don't think it's feasible. There's an awful lot of subjects where teachers haven't covered the full courses.
Yeah.
Because there just isn't the time.
Okay, so from what you're saying, you don't believe that the exam should be held, and the traditional Leaving Cert exam should not go ahead.
Well, it's not a traditional year anyway.
No, it's not. So, and hasn't been for 2 years now.
There's been a petition online now, and it's got over 33,000 signatures, which is over 50% of Leaving Cert students, to petition towards predictive grades. And I think when over 50% of the population of Leaving Cert obviously want this, I think it should kind of be listened to.
Okay, and how do you feel about predictive grades? A lot of controversy, as we know, Ali, last year about them, and when they came out, is it just the best of a bad lot? It's Hobson's choice, really, you think?
Yeah, well, I think that, honestly, that it'd be more safe than sitting in an exam hall, because obviously we have to go back to school to be able to sit a traditional Leaving Cert. And with 40% budget cuts of PPE for schools at the minute, and the cases as high as they are, I really don't think that it's safe, and I don't think that there's any logic behind it.
Well, how is it? I mean, schools haven't resumed, as we know, and there's a likelihood that they might not soon because of what's going on, which we'll hear more about in a moment. What's it like to have to study online?
It's definitely strange. It's really tiring, which you wouldn't really think because you're in your own home. But looking at a screen all day actually takes it out of you. Like, your eyes are sore afterwards. It's just not the same standard as being in person. Now, I have to say, my teachers are doing absolutely everything that they can, and they're doing brilliant, but it's just not the same as being in person. But it's also not safe to be in person right now.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned the tiredness, because I've been speaking to a couple of teachers themselves in recent weeks, and they say the same thing. It's actually more tiring to be managing classes online.
It is. It's definitely much more tiring. There's a certain amount more of an attention span to kind of navigate an awful lot of the software and the stuff that we're using. It's a lot easier to interact in person, but it's just not feasible at the minute.
Our education minister has said in recent weeks that there is consultation with all those affected, including students. You might take issue with that. You don't think students are being listened to as much as they need to be?
No, I definitely don't think that we have enough representation. Now, the ISSU are doing well. They consistently put out surveys and consistently put out polls to have our voices heard. And also, I have to say, actually, TD McBarry has been our saving grace through this. You know, he is there beside us, pushing for our voices to be heard all the time.
Right, okay. So it's certainly a want, Ali, as you say. There needs to be a decision now as to whether it'll be predicted grades again this year or not. You can't wait much longer.
There was an article out yesterday saying that it could be weeks, and we don't have weeks. You know, we'd usually be sitting our mocks at this stage. We'd be sitting them on the 4th of February, but I can't see that happening either.